Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. NBC Universal calls for a viewing measurement alternative to Nielsen. That news note and others, including the latest on the Jeopardy host situation, coming next. Also ahead, our new classic trivia question and A&E's St. Nick, a tribute. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. I'm available on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Verbal, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in our program. For the first time in nearly 2 days, the sun is out, the rain has stopped, the clouds have parted. Yes, since Saturday at around 7:30 Eastern time here in the New York metro area, it has been downpouring on and off all over the place, the remnants of what was Tropical Storm and then formerly Hurricane Henri, which, by the way, those remnants, now a tropical depression, is now making its way across Massachusetts and hopefully by tomorrow morning out to sea. 81 degrees top of the hour here in New Weber, York. We hope you had a great weekend. We welcome you to the first of three programs this week of the program all about TV's current and future. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. As always, the number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. Chat room is open, too. SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room. Either way, we get you involved. While the promo is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk speaker, tune in screen, while the instruction of other people can be live with you. And as always, we will kick things off with news notes. For years, various television organizations have, in public and private, demanded an alternative way to measure viewership, frustrated one way or another with the results from top TV research provider Nielsen. That quest for a challenger resumed in public this morning, led by NBC Universal. In an email distributed to a variety of television companies and this program, NBCU disclosed a request for proposals on a Nielsen alternative that has landed at 50-plus analytical ventures. In the email, NBCU Executive Vice President Kelly Apkarian, there we go, alleged that despite transformation of media and technology trends, and here I quote, measurement remains outdated. That's right, measurement remains outdated. Why? Because the advertising industry has but not adapted and is holding us back, unquote. It's time to declare measurement independence, again, quote and unquote. Apkarian added that NBCU will, over the next few weeks, assemble a number of interoperable measurement solutions available on a multi-platform basis. There's no response to Nielsen at this hour. We'll keep you posted. Controversial critical race theory advocate Abram X. Kendi has landed a program development pact with production house Boat Rocker Media. The pact covers new scripted, unscripted, and family programming from Kendi's Maroon Visions Enterprise. Earlier, Kendi and Netflix announced a partnership to adapt a number of his books in various TV formats. Mayim Bialik will lead Jeopardy's new parade of guest hosts when the game show's new season launches in syndication next month. Bialik will take 3 weeks of episodes, that's 15 half hours, later this week and the next, that will play late September and early October. Executive producer Mike Richards, initially chosen as new Jeopardy host, replacing the late Alex Trebek, stepped down last Friday as host of the revelation stemming from a podcast he co-hosted in 2013-2014. We expect to hear more about upcoming guest host Beyond Bialik later this week from Jeopardy's producer, Sony. Now some quickies. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, the Jules Verne nautical adventure turned into a Walt Disney movie in 1954, will become a live-action Disney Plus series. 10 episodes are planned for Nautilus. A co-star switch for the upcoming Showtime comedy series, I Love This For You. Blackish co-star Jennifer Lewis will assume the role originally set by Sybil Shepherd. Shepherd was in the pilot of the Showtime proposed series, then decided to part amicably with the producers. Again, Jennifer Lewis will now take over Shepherd's role on the upcoming Showtime comedy series, I Love This For You. That's I Love This For You. VH1 will continue making episodes of RuPaul's series Threesome There, Drag Race, Secret Celebrity Drag Race, and Untucked. Roku has renewed Live-Eye attraction, The Most Dangerous Game, starring Christoph Waltz for season 2. Season 3 of Emmy-winning drama series Succession looks like an October go via HBO. And Cowboy Bebop, the live-action version of the mega-popular anime-western science fiction series, will begin on Netflix November 19th. That's November 19th, the premiere now of Cowboy Bebop live-action version. And that is news notes for today. Coming up, our classic trivia question of the week, the one we had for you the last 2 weeks, and a brand new one with two prizes in play, and then a tribute to A&E Chief Nick Devotis, former A&E Chief Nick Devotis, who passed away over the weekend at the age of 79. But first, we'll let you know that we have three episodes of Smart Beats Televised coming your way. No guest today. We'll have a threesome for you coming up on our next episode, which will be an hour, at least on Wednesday at this regular hour. Coming up first will be the producer of the new Netflix docuseries, Titletown High, Jason Sciavico. It's Jason Sciavico from Titletown High, which premieres on Netflix Friday. He'll be with us 2 days early as our lead guest. And then we will take you back to a couple of years ago where we were one of the few programs anywhere on radio and television to showcase what turned out to be the first program of its kind in decades since the early days of television, a live science fiction series, not only live but interactive, called Orbital Redux. At the time, we had the two co-creators of the program, Lillian Diaz-Prable and Stephen Calcote. Well, they will be back on Wednesday. Why? Because now that series is being run in its entirety, or rerun, as you might say, with little post-production, on Dust. That's a science fiction series and programming channel that is presented by Gunpowder and Sky through smart TV sets and smart devices. Gunpowder and Sky is the production venture owned by former MTV chief Dan Toffler. So be sure to be with us for Titletown High and Orbital Redux. They'll both be with us on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Now time for our classic trivia question of the week. First of all, let's give you the answer to the question we posed the last 2 weeks because nobody got it. And by the way, I want to welcome Major Smile to our program. So, Major, if you have a question or comment about television, about our news notes, anything in the TV world, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. It is just waiting for you. Well, the last 2 weeks, we have posed this classic trivia question. Name the two actors who played Colt on Colt 45. Name the two actors who played Colt on Colt 45. The answers, Wade Preston and Donald May. As we told you, Colt 45 ran for 3 seasons on ABC. Preston was on the first season playing Christopher Colt. In the second season, Preston decided midway through to leave Warner Brothers, the producer of the show, and basically say, I'm gone, I'm out of here, I don't like the way things are going, I don't like the budget, I don't like the fact of doing stunts where a stuntman should be doing the thing for me. And so he left. It was too late to make original episodes to finish out the season, so Warner Brothers went with reruns. In the third season, Warner Brothers hired Donald May to be Sam Colt, not Christopher Colt, Sam Colt, on the third season of the show. Despite that, ratings continued to go down, 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 and Preston decided, hey, I might as well come back, so I will. And he did for some episodes, but he was demoted to co-star with Donald May. As it turned out, Preston's only TV series as a star or co-star was Colt 45. And when the series ended in September of 1960 after 3 seasons, Preston went his way and was never seen again, at least in a major role on television. However, Donald May just got his career started because of Colt 45. A year later, he did another television series for Warner Brothers called The Roaring Twenties. Again, it was on ABC. This one ran 2 seasons. You can catch at least an episode of it on YouTube. You also catch the title sequence with the popular theme song that was sung by chorus of people. Dorothy Provine was also in the show, Rex Reason, too. And again, Donald May was in that. However, Donald May's lasting fame was not in primetime television. It was in daytime television. After the Roaring Twenties was over, several years after, he became one of the major stars of the popular and my favorite daytime drama of all time, The Edge of Night. He played Adam Drake, and he's played Adam Drake for more than a decade. As it turned out, his time ended on that popular daytime drama, one of the first to win an Emmy Award, by the way, for the Daytime Emmy Awards for Best Writing by Henry Slezar, the great writer and scripter of many a television series episode. When May was killed off on a Christmas Eve episode in the last sequence on that show, things like that did happen regularly. So once again, the classic trivia answer for the last 2 weeks, it was Wade Preston and Donald May who played Colt on Colt 45. And that's our answer, and we're sorry nobody got the question, so nobody wins our prizes, the unofficial Downton Abbey cookbook, and from Tiffany & Company, a nice small picture frame. However, we are offering those questions again now, so here's the question. Get your thinking caps on. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And here is the question. And our question this week is a tribute to Barbara Eden, whose 90th birthday is happening today. A lot of you know Barbara Eden for I Dream of Jeannie, that ran on NBC co-starring Larry Hagan for most of the 1960s. You also may know her from Harper Valley PTA and many a guest shot on other episodic TV series. However, I Dream of Jeannie, did you know, was not her first comedy series. And that's the question. What was Barbara Eden's first comedy series? We'll tell you a couple of hints. It was a co-star with two other women, and it was based on a very popular comedy movie of the late 1950s, which is when the series ran. So, again, the question, what was Barbara Eden's first comedy series? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you've already won before, you are not eligible. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow on social media. We'll post it on Facebook at Simon Applebaum and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in. So do so, and all the very best. Once again, our prizes, same as last time, the unofficial Downton Abbey cookbook, and from Tiffany & Company, a small picture frame. Great prizes for you, but remember, you got to get in to win, so do so, and all the very best. Coming up next, a tribute to a marvelous executive of television, the great Nick DeVos, the founder of A&E Network and the History Channel. He was many years the chief executive of both services and then the emeritus of the parent, A&E Networks. He passed away over the weekend, Saturday, in Connecticut at the age of 79. More about Nick DeVos shortly, but first some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. Some of you may have seen the premiere last night of FX's new mystery, Chapel Wait. We had Donald DeLine, the executive producer of the program, which is based on a Stephen King short story, Jerusalem Slot, on our program last Friday. You can catch that, that episode, by the way, at www.blogtalkradio.com/televised, our homepage. Well, did you know it's a brand new audiobook by Stephen King? It's called Billy Summers, and it's about a character named Billy Summers that is unlike any character you've ever seen or ever want to meet. And you can check out Billy Summers by Stephen King right now with a great trial run with audibletrial.com and audible.com. You know, audible.com is by far the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. Remember, there's over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now. Right now at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, all our podcast sites, and our new website, tomorrowbetelevised.podsite.io. All you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. And what do you get? A free audio book, a one-month trial of that book, plus health and wellness information while the supply lasts, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. Oh, and have you heard, if you are already an Amazon Prime customer, you can get two audiobooks for your one-month trial. And that second book can come from the fast-growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking about original audio productions and podcast series, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man performances. So how about making the start of this week a great time to find out how Audible.com can transform the way you or someone you love see the world and hear it too. So for all the details, go to audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. I promise you, you will not regret your decision. And it makes a great gift for any time of the year for you or someone you love. Once again, audibletrial.com/televised. This past Saturday, an executive who was very calm, collected, low-key in public, and very effective in private, passed away. He died in Wilton, Connecticut at the age of 79. His name was Nick DeVos. And in the early 1980s, this Greek immigrant who came to the United States with his family and had a number of different careers before selling the television, decided to get involved in the world of cable television and form a network out of two previous services involving ABC and Hearst. The network was called A&E, the Arts Entertainment Network. It's a mix of programming from Arts, that was ABC's multi-hour service on a daily basis, and the Entertainment Channel that was done by Hearst. It was a pay service that ran for about a year and featured everything from Broadway plays to all sorts of musical and dance performances. Devoxys was able to bring the parties together and keep them together through his run at A&E as the president and ultimately chief executive. And that was in 1983. And over the course of his run with A&E, which started as A ampersand E, then A plus sign E, he turned the network into one of cable's and television's top attractions. He did it with a mix of scripted and unscripted programming. He did everything from Biography, revived that classic television series from David Wilbur in the 1960s, and he made it first a weekly series, and then a daily series, and a nightly series, and ultimately, it spun off into its own service, the Biography Channel. Biography was wide-ranging. It covered current personalities. It covered great historical figures. Anybody was fair game for Biography, which had a variety of hosts, including Peter Graves and Harry Smith, former ABC and CBS News correspondent. But that was just one of the great accomplishments in the unscripted world for Nick Devoxys and A&E. In the scripted world, A&E did quite a few things. It was the network that gave Horatio Hornblower, one of the great seafaring historical and fictional characters of all time, a weekly series. It was the network that gave Sidney Lumet, the great TV director in the 1950s and film director for decades, another shot at television fame with the first ever TV series, filmed in high-definition television, One in the Center Street, produced in New York. It ran for two seasons. Alan Arkin was the star, had some wonderful up-and-coming talent, great writing, producing, directing music, and Sidney Lumet doing it all, including directing several episodes, including the two-hour premiere. The show ran two seasons. It had a couple of Emmy nominations, and it was a great swan song for Sidney Lumet's work in television. And it was Nick Devoxys and A&E that in the early 1990s basically saved Law and Order's hide. When Law and Order was not doing well as a weekly NBC series, it was Devoxys who decided, let's get the reruns of the first few seasons and let's put them on every weeknight at 11 p.m., Monday through Friday. And it turned out to grow the audience for both the late night runs and the NBC run. And thanks to what Devoxys did, Dick Wolf was able to turn that show and make it one of the longest running in TV history. And, of course, Law & Order SVU now, and it says it's 23rd, back then it's 23rd season on television. Wouldn't have happened had it not been for A&E running those reruns of Law & Order every weeknight at 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. And a few years after doing Law & Order, he formed the History Channel. 1995 was the date, and Devoxys really saw, as an educator, by the way, that there was a great possibility not just to showcase history, but to bring it to schools and bring it to the public's attention in all sorts of ways. And he did, through Save Our History campaigns, through educational outreach, not only for History Channel, but for A&E, and for much, much more. And Time History Channel also had a spinoff, His Channel International, and History Channel in Espanol, too. And it was all under Devoxys' run. In 2005, Devoxys turned over his role as chief executive to his protege, Abby Rabin, who did, as well, a marvelous job. And he became CEO emeritus until a few years ago. Along the way, Devoxys earned many, many awards in the world of cable and television overall, including admittance to the Broadcasting Cable Hall of Fame and the Cable Pioneers Hall of Fame as well. Throughout it all, and I had the chance to talk to Nick numerous times over the course of his run at A&E, the thing that impressed you was that Nick was very quiet, very soft-spoken, wanted to stay out of the spotlight as much as possible. He never avoided it, but he just wanted to, like, you know, let his spotlight, let his networks and their content speak for themselves. And they did so proudly and so boldly for all the time he was there. And Nick, by the way, was one of those people who, when there was a calling for cable to step up and do something special for the public at large or for the industry at large, A&E and Nick Devoxys was there. They were among the first to do it, whether it was educational outreach, whether it was support of organizations like Women in Cable, NAMIC, the Walter Cates Foundation. Nick Devoxys and A&E and History were there. You don't get too many executives who were able to do what Nick Devoxys did. Maybe his greatest triumph was that he never had any enemies, and he was able throughout his career at A&E to bring parties together. Think about this. For most of A&E's run, A&E was not owned by a single entity. It was owned by several at the same time. Hearst, ABC, then later Capital C's ABC, then later Disney, as well as Hearst and other people as well. And he was able, despite the various disparate parties, which had other broadcast cable, you know, interests and forming interests, he was able to bring them together and bring them together well. The tributes have come in from all over the place, including Bob Iger, the current executive chairman of Disney, who is ending his tenure with that company by the end of the year, and the current head of A&E, Paul Buscheri. They all say the same thing. Nick was a one-of-a-kind executive who really cared about the quality of television, the quality of content, and its educational value to students and adults alike. He was a very special human being. It was my pleasure to know him, to cover him while I was at Cablevision and later Cable World. And I send my condolences on behalf of everybody here at Blog Talk Radio and Tomorrow Be Televised to Nick's family, including his lovely wife and his children. And, of course, to all the people in the cable industry who had the grace and the honor to know him. He was grace without pressure, and even when he was under pressure. He never showed it. If there was a crisis around, he never showed it. He was calm. He was as calm, cool, collected as any executive I've ever known. And the TV industry and the cable industry will miss Nick's guidance, his firm hand, steady and sensitive hand, and mindset for many, many years to come. And hopefully there'll be many, many more executives who may not be like Nick DeVos's, but will echo his character, his mindset, and most importantly, his integrity to be part of TV and make TV a better field. He certainly left it that way. Nick DeVos is passed away Saturday at the age of 79. One more time before we leave you, let's give you our classic trivia question of the week. What was Barbara Eden's first comedy series? What was Barbara Eden's first comedy series? Again, it took place in the late 1950s. She co-starred with at least two other women, and it was based on a very popular comedy movie. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and your address with your email so that if you win, we'll get our prizes out to you, those prizes being the unofficial Downton Abbey cookbook, as well as the Tiffany & Company small picture frame. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post a question tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. In order to win, you got to be in, so do so, and all the very best. And since we have time, before we wrap things up, one more thing. I have an idea for both the News and Documentary Emmy Awards, which are coming out later this fall, and next year's Peabody Awards. Save an award for Clarissa Ward of CNN. Her coverage of the situation in Afghanistan was absolutely, positively incredible. She spoke volumes about what was going on down there. And I'm happy to say that if you haven't heard, she and her camera crew were able to get out of Kabul over the last 48 hours. So Peabody Award people, Emmy Award people, save some trophy space for Clarissa Ward. She deserves it. Her coverage, and I've seen her coverage before, both at CNN and before that at CBS News, one of the best correspondents of her kind and of her generation. And what she has done this last year was above and beyond the call of glory. And just amazing coverage. And she really showcased what was going on in Afghanistan better than many, many other people, both on the spot there and back here in the United States. So Peabody people, News and Documentary people, save a trophy for Clarissa Ward. Coming up Wednesday on Tomorrow Be Televised, our second of three episodes, we'll be bringing you from the new Netflix docuseries, Titletown High, about the world of high school football that premieres this Friday, producer Jason Giovico. And from Orbital Redux, the historic live science fiction and interactive science fiction series, co-creators Liliana Diaz-Prebo and Stephen Calco. So coming up Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program and you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Remember, you can always check us out on podcasts, and that includes the iRadio Podcast Network, Amazon Music, Verbal, Apple Podcasts, Speaker Podcasts, TuneIn.com, iTunes, and Apple TV. And if there's a podcast site that isn't taking our program and you want it to, well, drop them a line. Drop an email. Make a phone call. Let them know you want them to take our program. Have them speak to me, and we'll make it happen. In fact, I got an email from a podcast site over the weekend. We're going to check them out on later today, and we may have some news about getting them aboard our fast-growing podcast family by as early as our show on Wednesday. And remember, you can also check in with us anytime you like. Remember, we've got a website for you. You can check in, and that's tomorrowbetelevised.podsite.io. tomorrowbetelevised.podsite.io. Our current program is on the top half of the home screen. Click it, you're on. Other episodes on the bottom half of the screen. If you want to leave a message for chat, please put it down there, and I will certainly get it. As always, we love hearing from you. What's your thoughts on where TV is at and where it's going? I'd like to hear what you think about the Jeopardy situation. I may have more to say about it, by the way, as the week unfolds. So we'd love to hear from you about where you see TV's current and future stand. All you got to do is email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can always find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and on Twitter. If you find me and I find you, we do respond within 24 hours, and there's a very simple reason why. Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not only those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Steinberg, head of content. Website services provided by PodSite, the new internet avenue for podcasts. For more details, go to podsite.io. That's podsite.io. Our web coordinator is guitarist Fakris. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and much, much more, it's audibletrial.com/televised. It makes a great gift for you or someone you love. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday. If you're still in the area, that tropical depression on Rhea is still going on. Please play it safe and play it great. We'll be back on Wednesday, same time, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, and you know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, as well as our various podcast sites, and including the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Verbal, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. Whatever you do between now and then, please make it safe. Please make it as great as you can. If you need to get vaccinated, please call your doctor, make an appointment, check your medical records, get a second opinion if you need to, and then make a great choice. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.